Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Welcome, everyone, to Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. Those of you who are watching online on YouTube, I've got special digs here. We're in the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics studio where we record our courses. You can find those at schoolofapologetics.com. Joining me is Andrew Hermes. He helps with, is your title video editor?
Video producer.
Video producer, because you do audio, you do editing, you do lots of stuff.
A little bit of everything, yeah, absolutely.
So here's what I thought would be fun. So Free for All Friday, Monday through Thursday, we talk apologetics, theology on the podcast, how to explain and defend the Catholic faith. Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. Andrew is also a big comic book fan, along with myself. That's why it was really fun. How long ago was that we went to Comic-Con? 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was the last Comic-Con, right?
It was the one before the pandemic.
Before the pandemic, yeah.
Yeah. So it was crazy because actually I didn't know you were going to be there. I just showed up, went there, got in the line for Hall H, and then I saw you were there, I think, with your wife and her sister?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're both there.
Oh, man, yeah. That was great. What was crazy about that, so when last time we were at Comic-Con together, we were in Hall H, the big exhibit hall. This was Thursday morning, and I wasn't expecting like a ton of celebrities. It was for the new Terminator movie.
Right, yeah.
So I thought like, cool, maybe Linda Hamilton will come out. And that's what I thought would be the big like star that would come out. Yeah. But then Arnold Schwarzenegger comes out. Do it! Roll the clip! Do it now! Do it now! And then they go off the stage. I was like, oh, cool, Arnie was here. And then Conan O'Brien walks out.
Yeah, as the moderator.
Yeah, and he's all gangly. He's like, quiet, you nerds! You're about to see the biggest movie star in your life. And then you got this giant gangly Conan O'Brien, and then little short Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Walks out after.
Freaking Cruise.
And how are you feeling when you're sitting there like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening?
I had the same feelings because, you know, I've gone to Comic-Con, you know, for many years now. And usually Thursday is like the lighter day. Like you mentioned, like usually the big celebrities aren't coming out on a Thursday.
Yeah, it'd be Saturday they'd be
there. Saturday is the big day, right? The Marvel, DC, you know, sort of day. So I was definitely not expecting to see Arnold or Tom Cruise that day. So yeah, the room was just, it was a special day. Like it kicked off Comic-Con in a big way.
Yeah, no, it was... It was awesome. So I thought it'd be fun to have you come on. I wanted to talk about Marvel, specifically the new animated series on Disney Plus, Marvel What If. Mm-hmm. So I've seen it, you've seen it, and I thought we'll talk a little bit about it, but then I just wanted to totally comic book geek out with you and throw out suggestions for alternative stories. For those of you who don't know, What If is a Marvel comic, long-running Marvel comic series where they just throw out their alternative story ideas. Mm-hmm. And this is actually something that's not just Marvel. You have this in DC. They have they have Elseworlds. And they have stories. So, for example, in like a What If comic book storyline in DC is, what if Superman's pod didn't crash in Kansas in the 50s, but it crashed in the Soviet Union?
Yeah.
And then so they do a whole series where Superman
Red
grows.
Sun, right?
Yeah, Red Sun, where he grows up and he's the communist Uberman Superman.
Yeah.
So Marvel has that. And so they just did this What If series. It's really interesting. They did episodes like, what if Peggy Carter was Captain America instead of Steve? What if she got super soldier serum? What if T'Challa had been abducted and became Star-Lord?
Yeah.
And I think we both agree the episodes are kind of a mixed bag. Your favorite one is probably my favorite one, too.
Yeah, what if Doctor Strange lost his heart and not his
hands,
right?
Yeah, like what if Christine died and he becomes Strange Supreme, uses dark magic to try to bring her back and ends up destroying the universe? It was just done so well. My only critique is I felt like when I watched the original Doctor Strange, I'm like, he didn't really care about her that much. he was just some girl. He's like, whatever, Christine.
It's the typical Marvel, like they just put a star with a pretty face, and that's basically the love story.
Totally. Like, they like each other. Fine. And then at the end of the series, you have, this is all, the series Marvel What If is told from the perspective of Utau the Watcher, this entity, which in the comics, he actually was on the moon watching the Earth.
Yeah.
And then in the multiverse, he looks at all these different possible worlds and stories, and he watches them kind of like how we watch TV.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. They do a meta thing at the very end of the episode when Black Widow says to the Watcher, she's like, did you just watch pop. These are stories you watch popcorn while my friends died. I'm like, yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Because that was the murder mystery episode. That one was really fun.
That was good.
So here's what I want to throw out to you. You might have some ideas. Sure. What are some other good, so we're going to stick just with Marvel Comics for What If to do alternative Marvel storylines. Hopefully you're a big Marvel fan. You can follow along with us. If not, that'll still be fun anyways. Yeah. I'll throw a few out there. And if you've got some, I'd love to, I'd love to hear them. Here's one from me. Actually, a few of these I've seen online from other people. This first, I saw one other person, I think, said this, but I like it a lot. What if Tony Stark, what if the Winter Soldier killed Tony Stark instead of his parents?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that kind of changes the whole trajectory of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and how the Avengers came to be. I automatically think of the What If episode of What If Killmonger saved Tony Stark, right?
Right.
So it kind of changes things in a big way. So
because then you don't have, because Iron Man is really the catalyst for the Avengers. You have Captain Marvel before, but she's off planet. Mm-hmm. So without Tony, however, Tony dies, but you still have Howard Stark.
Right.
And Howard is a genius. So I'm thinking that Howard, so then you remember this is going off, of course, from Civil War, where we learn that a brainwashed Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier, was hired, and he was sent to kill. Well, it was Hydra that sent him, right?
Yeah, it was Hydra.
Back then, it would have been Hydra. Yeah. Sent him to kill Howard Stark and Tony Stark's mother. And so, what I imagine might happen with this, it'd be similar to the alternative universe in the Batman comics. Where
his dad became Batman.
This would be similar to the what if when instead of Thomas and Martha Wayne being killed, Bruce Wayne was killed in Crime Alley.
So you have Flashpoint Batman.
Yeah, Flashpoint Batman is where
Thomas Wayne.
Yeah. So Thomas Wayne becomes a brutal Batman.
Yeah.
And Martha Wayne becomes an insane Joker.
Yes.
Like she just snaps. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, then yeah, maybe possibly Tony Stark's mother would have gone mad too, probably would have used some of Howard's technology to become her own sort of vengeful
villain. I'm thinking Howard definitely might have become like Iron Man, but he's like Iron Vengeance or something.
Oh yeah,
like he does it, but he's so hardened by the death of his son, he wants to destroy Hydra, so he ends up creating weapons. And then like that, I think that would have been really interesting.
Yeah. And it would probably like, well, what was the whole deal with Tony Stark's character in the movies? A big thing with him is that Stark Industries created these weapons that got into the wrong hands.
Right.
So what if like Howard Stark, who is the head of Stark Industries, had all these weapons at his disposal as a vengeful father.
Yeah, trying to go after the bad guys as he create worse evils.
Yeah, no, that would be interesting to see.
Didn't know, did you have any others off the top of your head you wanted to share?
Well, I didn't have, I was thinking of...
I asked you last
minute. Yeah, I was last minute, but what I was thinking of is like, when I was thinking of in an Endgame, I'm thinking of the scene where, you know, it's Hawkeye and Black Widow who go and try and get the Soul Stone.
Right.
It could have easily been any other two characters.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, and that, obviously, in Endgame, we have Black Widow who sacrifices herself in order to obtain the Soul Stone. But, you know, what if it was like Thor and Captain America, you know,
that went,
or something like that? Or I guess it wouldn't have been...
They love each other. It's a bromance.
Yeah, exactly. I guess in a multiverse, it could be any possibility.
Or what if things had changed? I guess I could offer two things.
Yeah.
What if Quicksilver never died in Age of Ultron? And then the Scarlet Witch and Pietro go get the Soul Stone.
Wow.
That could be intense.
Yeah, that would be intense because Scarlet Witch, I mean, if she... like, who would die in that?
Right, who's going to sacrifice themselves?
Who would sacrifice themselves?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you would guess Quicksilver.
Quicksilver because he's made that play before in Age of Ultron. He sacrificed himself there,
exactly,
to save Hawkeye.
Yeah, but then again, if Scarlet Witch were the one to die, then all the, I guess, the consequences of everything we see in WandaVision, and then the consequences we're yet to see that's going to happen in Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, where she's basically going to be the villain.
This brings me actually to another. This is a popular one online. Which is, what if the other half had been snapped?
Oh.
So we when Thanos snaps his fingers, half the universe gets dusted. What if it had been the other half? So
Tony dies.
Yeah, so that would mean on Titan, almost everybody lives. You would have the Guardians, most of the Guardians, sure, except for Rocket. You would have Doctor Strange, mm-hmm, and you would have Spider-Man, but you wouldn't have Tony.
Yeah.
And then on Earth, you would not have Thor or Captain America.
You'd have Black Panther and Wakanda.
Yeah, and you would have Scarlet Witch.
Mm-hmm.
You would not have Thanos.
Oh.
Because he would be the other half.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
So suddenly you have half the heroes there, and they have the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, wow.
So I'm thinking, one thought that I have, they might use the Gauntlet to try to immediately bring everybody back.
Right.
And I'm not sure who they would have, because you wouldn't have Hulk.
You wouldn't have Hulk to wield
the Gauntlet. You'd have to find someone power. Maybe, well, I don't know, did Vision get dusted? He died before.
Vision died at the hands of Thanos.
So he wasn't, so we don't,
the dust.
So we don't
so
know
we don't know,
one.
We wouldn't know. So that would be a risk.
Yeah, I think Vision could wield the Gauntlet if he was, I think he's powerful enough to wield the Infinity Gauntlet.
Well, as we see in What If, he definitely is.
Yeah, because when he becomes Infinity Ultron.
Right.
My thought, what might happen is they use it immediately if Vision is there, or if not Vision, maybe the Scarlet Witch uses it.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch, maybe Black Panther. He definitely would be heroic and sacrificing his life and trying to snap
to bring
and maybe
back.
And maybe they could develop, you know, with Shuri some sort of, you know, armor,
technology to survive.
Let's
say they use it, so they like immediately bring everybody back, but you still have the stones there. What if then Scarlet Witch tries to use the stones to bring back Vision
Pietro.
Is dead. She tries to bring back like Vision, Pietro, and her family, because now she has the stones.
Oh man.
And so it's like WandaVision on steroids.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. It's in her character, obviously, because she does eventually try to do that on her own.
With just her own power for the remnant of the Mind Stone. But if she had that, she could, in theory, she could bring Sokovia back.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Thanos like had the frame of mind to destroy the stones because he knew
the temptation
was there. And with his like weird, obscure logic, I mean, you have to agree with him that, you know, that was probably the best thing to do.
Yeah.
But falling into even someone who was a hero,
good person,
a good person. Yeah. It could definitely change things.
Let's throw, I have one more than that relates to that would be interesting would be, what if Loki had killed Thanos?
Oh,
on the Asgardian ship.
Yeah.
Or Loki, Thor, and Hulk managed to defeat the Black, Order.
Yeah, the Black Order.
And defeated the Black Order and Thanos, and Loki killed Thanos, and he got the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh.
Well, he wouldn't have the Gauntlet. He would have...
Well, he had two stones at that time.
Yeah, he would have the Power Stone and the Space Stone.
Right. Yeah.
So he could teleport himself away, and he'd have enough power to really fight a lot of people.
Well, Loki with just one stone is scary enough. I mean, Loki with just the Tesseract,
Mind Stone. Yeah.
Yeah. He almost crippled New York. You know. So yeah, I think Loki would have done the opposite of what we see in the Loki series, where he's kind of on a redemption sort of journey. He probably would have went full in on like, I am now, you know, Loki finally wins. Because Loki always loses.
Loki wins. He's got the power and the Space Stone.
Yeah.
I think he'd probably try to get the other stones so that he could bring Asgard back. Because remember, Asgard's been destroyed in Ragnarok.
Yeah.
So now the story continues where the Avengers have to stop Loki. Although some people might be like, well, is it really so bad if he tries to... Yeah. To do this, or
that's true. I mean,
and the TVA step, then the TVA steps in, like you can't do that. Like,
when the TVA steps in, then all bets are off.
Yeah,
yeah. We see the power stones are all the stones are worthless. They're paperweights. Mm-hmm.
Here's then switching off from the end game. I saw one person say this online, and I might have misinterpreted what they said because I like my idea a little better. What if Hulk and Banner were switched? So here's what I mean by that.
All right.
That when he is the Green Giant, he's like essentially Endgame. So he's smart and he's intelligent and he has all his Hulk strength.
Okay.
But if he gets angry, he becomes Mark Ruffalo and he's insane. but he has no special powers.
He would have to go to a lot of therapy, I think.
No, so yeah, the idea is that in order to fight people as the Hulk, he has to stay really calm the entire time. Like, he can fight, but he always has to be really chill about it. Because if he gets angry, he just turns into a snarling Mark Ruffalo who can't hurt anybody.
I would think he'd have to do a lot, like maybe learn some martial arts, some, you
like,
know.
Like judo, like something very defensive.
Exactly, yeah. The sun's getting real low, yeah.
Yeah, he always has to calm himself down when he's fighting. Let's see here. And then if you haven't had any others, you can throw them out. But let's see. I had, okay, here's the last one I had. This is from a YouTube channel called Nando Versus Movies.
Okay.
And super good one I recommend to our listeners, Nando Versus Movies. I really like him on YouTube. This is, I think, one of his favorites alternative, and I like it too. And it is, what if Justin Hammer had been kidnapped in Fallujah instead of Tony Stark?
Instead of Tony Stark.
So remember that Justin Hammer is Tony Stark's business rival, and he is just an absolute, he's played by Sam Rockwell, and he's just an absolute screw up.
Yeah.
He cannot get anything right. And in Iron Man 2, he's a total dolt.
Yeah.
What if he had been kidnapped? And then Nando puts forward this idea that the rest of the MCU is about him becoming Iron Man, but it's through a series of mistakes where he falls upwards. Like, he unintentionally, so like the Ten Rings say, build us the Jericho system and build us these robots. He's like, all right, I'll try. And then he builds them, but then they all like explode and kill the Ten Rings. And they're like, oh my gosh, Justin Hammer, that was amazing how you escaped and did that. And you built this tech. Like, yeah, sure. And then like Loki invades, and then he accidentally beats Loki.
Sure.
And he keeps like, and people keep thinking like he's going to be head of the Avengers. He's their savior. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Oh, that is hilarious. That is a good, that would be good for a what if, like in season two.
I
think, because it would be very funny, and I think they could obviously want to be.
What
a good
was
live
a
action thing.
In the what if series that emerged out? What was an episode we both really liked, the Doctor Strange episode and the ending? What was an episode you weren't a big fan of?
Oh, gosh, probably my least favorite one was, maybe what if Thor was an only child.
You see, I kind of like
it. Had its moments,
but
I thought it was like kind of a throwaway. It wasn't really.
I thought it was trying to be like a fun episode, and so I appreciated the goofiness of it.
I did too.
I would have called it like Thor Odinson's Day Off, because it's basically what if Thor was Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, that's essentially what it was.
So I put it as a lower tier too. It's not
the Captain Carter. That's probably the weakest one. Now that I'm thinking of it. Is probably the weakest one.
Yeah, so that one, because what it was hard about that is it's basically what would happen if Steve and Peggy switch places? Basically the same thing.
Exactly.
So it's not, like, that's not interesting.
it didn't. Yeah, almost every other episode, even if it was a minor change, it totally changed everything.
Right.
Like we mentioned, the Black Panther episode, if he was Star-Lord, Thanos just becomes one of the guys. Like, he doesn't,
so
T'Challa
if,
convinces him to not, you know, use the stones for, you know.
Yeah, and so it's interesting there, instead of like a rapscallion like Peter Quill, what if you had someone who had been raised since childhood to be a king? So like, I mean, T'Challa's got the best education and virtue, combat, he's been prepared to be king, and now he goes off into the universe, like. Yeah, so I thought when it goes in those different trajectories, similar with like Marvel Zombies, I was like,
Oh yeah,
because I love Marvel Zombies, the comic series.
Right? Yeah, they're fun.
And it's just not something you can do in just one What If episode.
Yeah, I agree. That was another one where that was kind of like, whatever, it's passable.
Yeah, it's passable. Yeah. So, well, I think we had a lot of fun geeking out about Marvel and What If. Maybe if you and I, because I'm planning to go to Comic-Con again this year. You're
going
to be there?
Me too. I'm even going to the smaller con that they're doing in November.
Whoa.
Yeah, so
fancy times.
Yeah. So we'll see. I miss it so much.
I miss it too. Yeah. In fact, it was funny. They kept saying, you can get a refund. I'm like, roll me over.
Oh yeah.
Keep rolling me over.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those tickets are hard to get if you've ever tried to get Comic-Con tickets.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man hooked me up actually, because whenever I've tried to, they open it up on like a Saturday for an hour. Usually when I'm at a talk or giving a talk somewhere.
Sure.
And what a lot of people do is you kind of get on these registration parties. Everyone logs in, and if you make it in, you buy everybody's tickets.
Yeah, you got to play the odds that way. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's a lottery system. So if anyone's trying to get a hard ticket online, it's you just got to play it the best way you can. So that's worked out for me so far, and I'm glad it worked out for you as well. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's why I'm glad you got me that. So I will see you at Comic-Con this year. Maybe we'll do another remote Free For All Friday.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
At Friday of Comic-Con.
Yes, yeah. I'm up for it.
Let's Absolutely. Do it. Thank you guys so much. Hope you're enjoying Free For All Friday. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And yeah, hope you guys have a very blessed weekend.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.